Hey, I want to talk with Jim Jr. just a moment because of the fact in my conversation with David Dolan, we brought out the information that the Palestinian different factions, Hamas and Fatah, are wanting to unite so they can destroy the Jewish state of Israel. There is a biblical connection to all of that, and I'm going to talk about it when I take a look at the book. But, Jim, you produced a documentary. You allowed me to be the teacher in it, entitled Esau and the Palestinians. And we actually trace the history from Esau, who was the twin brother of Jacob, all the way to the Palestinian people, don't we?
Oh, we sure do, Dad. It was a great video that we did, and we take people to actual locations, starting off in Beersheba and then working our way around as we go through the history of tracing Esau to the Palestinians of today.
You know, it's interesting to me that Esau, when the Lord set him out of the promised land, there in the 36th chapter of the book of Genesis, he told Esau he would have to go to Mount Seir. Chapter 37, verse 1, he told his twin brother Jacob he could stay in the land of Canaan, which was ultimately the promised land. Now, Mount Seir, and we bring this out in Jimmy's documentary, Mount Seir is the lower third of what we know as modern-day Jordan. When Esau arrived there, they changed the land to Edom. That's Edom's name for Esau, the one God gave him after he moved into that area of modern-day southern Jordan. And Petra's there. Jim, you've been many times with tour groups, and you teach there in Petra. But on the DVD, on your documentary, we just really documented Petra, and it's a lovely, interesting place.
Oh, Dad, from the very beginning, as we walk, we take that mile and a half walk in through the Sikh. Once you leave the city of Wadi Musa, you walk down into the Rose Red Rock Canyon of Petra, the 25 square miles we through. I follow you all the way through. People, if they've never been there, they'll get a chance to see what Petra looks like. Probably the best, looking around at everything that's in there, everything that's there, they'll get a chance to see what Petra looks like today.
Well, indeed, it was when Edom went there that Petra became a very important community, and ultimately the Nabataeans are the ones who rose up. Now, that would be the little book of Obadiah. They rose up and destroyed the Edomites, sent them out of there. They come into southern Israel, which is the area of Judea, and there they are called the Idumeans. Herod the Great was one of those Idumeans. We do all of this documentation in Jim's documentary, Esau and the Palestinians. That's available at our website, prophecytoday.com. You can go there, go to our shopping mall. It's going to be there. One other thing I'd like to talk to you about, Jim, by the way, thank you for doing these documentaries. I know you've done one, Esau and the Palestinians. You did one, Ready to Rebuild, Revisited, and you're working on one now about the original site of the Garden of Eden. I can't hardly wait till that one comes out. But let me ask you about your Prophecy Q&A. That's every Thursday right here on Prophecy Today Radio.
Yeah, each week we have about 80 to 90 questions come in. You know, I feel so honored, and I feel honored that people would send their questions to us, basically to you, being the person that really has studied prophecy, eschatology, the study of the last days. Nobody knows it better than you do. I, of course, have learned from you, and by the way, I might produce those documentaries, but I couldn't do it without you. But our Prophecy Q&A program has been something that people really look forward to listening to each week. As a matter of fact, on our last trip in Israel, I know that people download it, and they will go back and listen to it and use it as a resource for their study on Bible prophecy.